Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane on 96.5 FM and the AM dial at 630 kilohertz. I like saying it that way because our ham operators, they know they just, I know several of them, they run and they tune in on their ham radios.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. I'm doing wonderful. I hope all of you are doing wonderful also, because speaking of W's, we've got wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Wednesday. Absolutely. We got it warmed up, too, because we've been just, we got some Wiffle Bat subjects today.
Good grief. Let's just line them up.
Mm-hmm. A gauntlet.
Yeah, I know. Yes. The Wiffle Bat gauntlet. I think we should set that up at some talk, you know, just for a visual, if nothing else, right?
Well, that's what they're doing. Representative Heather Scott said that it was brought to her attention that one of the universities, they've got the tunnel of shame, right?
Oh, wow.
The racist tunnel of shame or justice or whatever it's called. So they have white people going through this tunnel being screamed racial slurs and demeaning things so they will know what it's like, so they know how it feels.
Wow.
This is pure communist propaganda garbage. This is the lowest. But hey, do you know the Bible said in the end times, in the end days, it will be like the days of Noah, like the days of Lot.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And so, it's going to be just like Freakville.
Yeah.
On steroids. And so,
and that it is right now.
And like you were saying yesterday, when we were driving, we were running a bunch of errands. You were just shaking your head, looking out the window, going, "Thank God for God."
Yep.
in this day and age, this insane world, and
it's so unbelievable.
Yeah, it's not just a 10-day flatten the curve insanity phase we're in. It's
right. It's continual and getting worse,
yeah.
And people allowing it to get worse. Mm-hmm. You know, that was kind of a stark contrast when we were listening to the guy that does the communist things from like from the 50s or the 60s?
Oh, Matt Sebetik.
Yes, Matt Sebetik.
Yes.
And he
was a communist for the FBI.
Yes. And he was describing how back then immoral behavior was not tolerated at all. I mean,
right.
it was like that. He described it as a horror. It was a horror.
Oh yeah. And that's what I played, in yesterday's part. I've got another one lined up too.
That's right. Yeah.
Going through the whole list of, you know, he says they're lying, you know, dirty, lying,
shrewd.
And I'm going through each of them and pulling those out of a separate presentation that he did. So, this morning's is, murderous.
Right.
Yeah. And so we'll cover that in the break coming up.
Well, and it's just so interesting because the contrast from where we were back then in traditional American society as to how far we've let it escape and slip to this point where now we're tolerating communists that actually participated in a coup over our president.
Matter of fact, our top wiffle bat candidate today is the new director of the FBI, which we'll talk about after the word of the day.
That's right.
How far the FBI has fallen from, they used to be the ultimate communist hunters.
Yes, exactly.
Now they're communists.
Yep.
And right. our troops in the field, our the FBI agents in the field that joined thinking this was like the ultimate hunt the bad guy, the supreme training and the job, the task of right. hunting down the bank robber.
Our best of the best was engaging the enemy, which were the communists.
Absolutely.
They were hunting them down and finding them, and whole entire divisions of the FBI. I mean, yep. the guy that even started the FBI, Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, he wrote a book against communism.
Oh yeah, yep. They were just the epitome of this is in my mind's eye growing up. I've known guys that were in the FBI, and they lived up to that. They're disappointed to see where things are going. And just totally crushed, disheartened, because it was, and they still are second to none for investigative. I mean, kidnapping, bank robbery, embezzlement, or that type of stuff. It's insane the level of investigative experience and tools and things that they have. But now those tools are in the hands of people that are supporting a communist regime.
Yeah,
I'm talking the highest level. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All the way back to Comey.
Yep.
I mean, all those people covering up for crimes, it's horrible what's happened. It needs to be dismantled.
There has to be a question that the current FBI people have to ask themselves. And that is, they know what they see going on around them. They know being pressured from these communist supporting yeah. political agendas. They know that's going on.
Yep.
And for them to do nothing is a very incriminating part and strike against their own character.
Well, it depends on what level they're at. I mean, if you're a special agent, field agent, you're getting pressured, and the headhunting has begun.
Well, and see, that's what I'm saying.
They're going to be looking for the patriots, looking for the conservatives. There's you just lost at a career that you've invested in, for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, because the whole motto behind all of our agencies was for the good of America, not for the good of the foreign communists that are now infiltrating
right.
and doing the incremental system of boiling the frog. Well, I'm sorry, FBI, CIA. You guys have been boiled. You are the frogs, and yep. you guys have fallen susceptible to your own enemy.
All of America.
Yeah.
And including the agencies.
Well, for them to do a complete 180-degree flip.
Right.
They've lost the battle, I'd say.
And the same thing's happening in our military, sadly.
Yep.
I mean, they're going to be headhunting for patriots. I mean, extremists and white nationalists. And getting them out of there, and I mean, hand selecting. They're going to be very selective about the new recruits that they're pulling in to make sure that they're. I can imagine them going through certain psychological batteries at some point very soon to weed out extremists. In other words, they want compliant foot soldiers, comrades.
Well,
and we're entering
because if America were to invade Russia and take over. We would be purging their ranks of all the pro-Russian supporters, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, that's exactly what we would be doing if we were invading another nation and conquering them. And that's exactly what's happening right here.
Yeah, agreed. So we went longer than I thought we were going to.
Well, because
we keep scolding
that's a good topic. Well, you have to develop a thought. You only have so much time.
I know. Well, yeah, we're developing the theme here.
That's right.
And the word of God that we've been covering every day has been tying into what we've been saying. And it's just not pre-planned.
Right.
It was let the Lord choose.
Well, yep, that's right. Because when you make the choice to either go with God or Satan, we're speaking all on the same page here.
Yeah.
I mean, everything that we're saying is going to be have to be in line with God because he's who we're following. So in fact, so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Mark chapter 1 verses 14 through 16, which reads under the title, Jesus Begins His Galilean Ministry. And it says, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. And as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, follow me and I will make you become fishers of men. Now, the interesting, we've all read that.
Okay.
There seems to be...
First of all, two things that are really, what is the scripture again? Mark 14, Mark?
Mark 6? Chapter 1.
Oh, 1. Okay, 14.
Chapter 1, verses 14 through 17.
Okay. Now, could you please read verse 14 again?
Now, after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Wow. Okay, stop. Right there. Mm-hmm. Something's been hanging up. I can't remember where I heard it. It's been bugging me. It's been lingering in my head, but I don't know if it was listening to the radio or something. Somebody said, Jesus did not bring the gospel. Paul did. And I'm thinking, that's not...
How could you possibly think that?
Everything he said was the gospel.
That was the gospel.
Right, but he didn't... but he came... doing miracles, showing that he's the Son of God and that he died for us.
That is the gospel. But,
well, that's part of the gospel, but also his teachings were part of the gospel of the kingdom. What in the world?
I don't know who would say that or how they could even possibly misinterpret that because
I've got it ringing in my head. Jesus didn't bring the gospel. Paul actually brought the gospel. I'm like, what?
No.
Alarms and red flags. And I'm like,
Well, because
I can't think. I'll think of it. I hope. I'll try.
For Paul to have brought the gospel would have been to have not had a reference, right?
Well, he did have a reference. I mean, Jesus taught him personally.
he is the guy that did all those things in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was just...
That's odd.
Anyway, I loved hearing that. I just I want to say it again. Hear it again.
Okay, yep. Well, so the interesting part that grabbed me was the notes. And the notes on this were very interesting, starting with verse 14 and reading about that all, these verses all the way down. Let me just read through because they're very insightful. It says the Galilean ministry actually began about a year after Jesus' baptism and temptation, with most of the time spent in a Judean ministry. The gospel concerns the rule of God evidenced in the person and proclamation of Jesus. Jesus announced the inauguration of a new era of salvation, of which repentance and belief in the gospel were prerequisites. And so this is kind of just a cool bit of language saying, he announced the inauguration of a new era of salvation, of which repentance and belief in the gospel were prerequisites. Yeah. And so how cool is that? We've just gone through a new era of inauguration of condemnation.
Right.
I mean, this under this false presidency, this theft and this coup in the inauguration, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And yet it's describing Jesus as an inauguration of a new era of salvation.
That's cool.
So awesome.
That also brings in another, because there's another kingdom now that we're in right now with the United States, right?
Right.
I'm not talking about the kingdom of heaven. I'm talking about what happened, this coup, this regime that has taken power. Because you and I have been reading through Daniel, and we just, when we were driving yesterday, we went through the Daniel chapter 3, I think. That's where Nebuchadnezzar was basically made. He was made himself into like a god, a statue that forced everyone to bow down and worship. And he had this dream that troubled him, and Daniel came and interpreted it and said, "You're going to be made like an animal. You're going to be dew is going to be on you like the cows in the field. You're going to be eating grass like the ox. Your mind and your heart is going to be reduced to like that of an animal. You are going to be like a human shaped animal for 7 years, and then I'm going to redeem you." And that's exactly what happened. And he came back once he came to his senses, glorifying God. So we're thinking about the defiance of these people in this regime,
right,
in America,
yeah,
the pure audacity, the arrogance, what, how much more, I mean, what's going to happen? Don't want to be them.
I know.
Right?
I know. Well, yeah, exactly. There is that point when you're thinking, ooh, boy, the wrath of God is not going to be fun for anybody. I wouldn't wish the wrath of God on even our worst enemies.
Well, that won't happen. God is love.
No, right? God is all those things.
God is love also.
Well, we read that one scripture where the rubber met the road, where he actually cried because he had to carry out his own justice. Mm-hmm. He was sad in his heart and he wept over having to carry out justice against people that had it coming.
Yeah, and so, we just read that not too long ago.
So his mercy had a place to stop, and his wrath had a place to start.
Yeah.
So, but
very cool.
But real quick, just to finish with the notes on the rest of that is also very astounding to me. I thought it says to repeat and believe the gospel is simply to follow Jesus. But note as well two distinct call narratives. Boy, we're in the middle of two distinct call narratives right now in this nation as well. Holy moly. Lies or truth, right? Some of these men had already met him, but now he calls them to leave their occupations in order to follow him continuously. They will form a new society who would be formally appointed and sent out in mission. So, you know, that's the new, I'm so relieved just reading that. You know, here we are experiencing the inauguration of lies and of a communist takeover of our nation that nobody seems to figure out what to do about. And yet Jesus is offering his inauguration, his system as well, even today. And, and so we can choose sides. Two distinct call narratives that they're talking about in the Bible is also applied here. We can, you know, thank goodness there is the other call narrative to join and follow Jesus Christ, even in these days today.
Right.
What a relief.
Yep. Yep.
It's there for us. It's there for us, and we get to choose that. And, you know, I just have to say I run to that.
Yeah.
I run and cling to that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's really good. Thanks for sharing that. And it's pretty cool. So let's go ahead and take a break and come back, and we'll start talking about we're going to wiffle bat some people.
we're gonna go Nehemiah.
Yeah. Well, this would be like what did he? Oh, he pulled their hair. Yes, he punched at them and he cursed at them.
He slapped them. He hit them. He pulled their hair and he made them straighten up.
Yeah. That's what we need more of.
Yes,
right?
he called them to the law. He said, don't do this anymore. And
quit breaking the law.
That's right.
He let them have it.
Yep.
All right. Sometimes nothing beats a good old butt whooping. All right. And he didn't even use a wiffle bat.
No, he used his bare hands.
Oh, love it. All right. Okay, let's take a break. This segment is brought to you by EMP Shield, veteran-owned business right here in the United States to help protect your sensitive electronics from electromagnetic energy. And, they have stuff for your vehicle, your RV, your home, your generator, your electronics, your individual ham radio equipment, various different levels of protection as well. So check that out. And all of their Department of Defense testing for electromagnetic energy protection as well over there. That's EMPShield.com, and this is the voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
When a person desires respectability of people more than they stand in awe and fear of God, they sell out.
My grandmother used to say, "What you don't know won't hurt you." But today, what you don't know can kill you, and I mean that literally. The communists are murderers. Of course, they don't call it that. Whether they're casually shooting individuals who get in their way, or as in the Katyn Forest Massacre in 1940, maliciously executing 15,000 Polish officers and intellectuals. In the words of an official United States Congressional Committee, the Soviet's NKVD, the People's Commissariat of Internal Affairs, committed this massacre, a calculated plot to eliminate all Polish leaders who subsequently would have opposed the Soviet's plan for communizing Poland.
All right, welcome back. Segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt, a Radio Free Redoubt production. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, brought to you in this segment by Strategic Self-Defense, helping to give you the home field advantage with customized training at your home or your vehicles or your business or all of the above. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty, it's Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes, it is. And good morning to everyone who may be just joining us. we are right in the middle of Wiffle Bat Wednesday and getting ready to wiffle the first person.
Yeah, the first one is going to be the FBI director. Boy, they just really know how to pick them, don't they? These guys are all losers.
Well, you can't expect losers to pick winners, right?
Okay, so this guy's name is Ray, right? Christopher Ray. Now, he gave this is just what when yesterday he gives testimony. First of all, he calls the Capitol riots, which is really patriots. Enraged patriots, understanding that their country was just taken over by a communist-backed coup.
Right.
And so they broke a few windows. And now we got this domestic terrorism. Meanwhile, he denies the Antifa is a terrorist group.
Right. Yeah. Boy, you know, if you can't prove bias, that right there proves bias.
Absolutely. Is there anybody in the FBI that can arrest this guy?
Right.
We got to find something. I mean, every American citizen commits 3 felonies a day, right?
Yeah.
So can we hook him up for something?
Well, yes, we can. We can pin Article 4, Section 4 from the U.S. Constitution on him because he's supporting communism. And communism is illegal according to the Constitution right there.
Well, it certainly isn't acting like a republic, and it certainly isn't being genuine. It's disingenuous, let's put it that way.
It's also not innocent until proven guilty.
That's right. So, now there's a big debate right now over the definition of terrorism. So they're rewriting the definition.
Right.
And this is one of the things that Heather Scott said that they were trying to circumvent with legislation, which they're just spinning their wheels, not getting anything done. Pretty typical. To remove, what they're trying to do is remove the international connection to an international body, terrorist organization, that component has to be there in order for it to technically be domestic terrorism. Now, the FBI's got their own definition on their website, lo and behold.
Right.
But it's not matching up with the laws, with the code, Title 18, U.S. code.
Yep.
All right. It makes that distinction that you have to have this international connection. And actually, that definition is over at the Secretary of State. So, and that's also at the CIA's got it also. But the intelligence community is guided by the definition of terrorism contained in Title 22 of the U.S. Code, Section 2656. The term terrorism means premeditated, politically motivated violence perpetrated against non-combatant targets by subnational groups or clandestine agents. Does it meet that requirement? Do the Patriots on January 6th meet that? No. They were not perpetrating against non-combatant targets. Anyway, it's anybody taking over a coup is not a non-combatant, in my opinion.
I don't.
Yeah, anybody taking over a country by coup. Yep. The term international terrorism means terrorism involving the territory or the citizens of more than one country. And the term terrorist group means any group that practices or has significant subgroups that practice international terrorism. So the Patriots, there are clear connections to international organizations like the Chinese Communist Party with Black Lives Matter.
Right.
And their brethren in the Antifa as well, right? These guys meet the technical definition of terrorism according to the current Department of State's our U.S. code. So if you go over to the FBI, well, FBI.gov, they have international terrorism and domestic terrorism defined, even though there's no title U.S. code covering domestic terrorism yet. They're working on that. They're trying to do that. But check this out. Domestic terrorism is violent criminal acts committed by individuals and or groups to further ideological goals stemming from domestic influences, such as those of a political, religious, social, racial, or environmental nature. Isn't taking over a government a criminal act?
Well, a coup is definitely criminal.
Isn't mobilizing the military and establishing a triple standard concertina wire around your coup using military force, isn't that implication of violence?
Well, yes, and isn't any kind of communism in the government at all illegal according to Article 4, Section 4?
Right.
So who's the first perp, right? And the defender or the offender?
Well, it depends on who wins.
Exactly.
And then who writes the history
who
books.
Writes the history. Well, and see, our...
The Founding Fathers were terrorists. You know that, right?
To England.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, as it is right now, let's take into example again, because you and I have talked about this several times, that Hannibal, when he went to Rome and conquered, he and his army sat there in Rome for 10 years and could not conquer those people because they refused to ever believe that they were anything but Romans.
Right.
And sure, they occupied there for a decade. And finally, Hannibal gave up. He gave up because he could not conquer the people, even
That's
though
right.
it was a military occupation for a decade.
Right.
And the Romans were like, nope, we don't like you. You don't belong here. We're Romans. This is Rome.
Yeah, we're Americans. We're not global citizens.
Exactly.
We're not citizens of this regime.
Like Trump said, the future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots.
Yes.
So there Absolutely. He has it. He declared it. Let's let that just be prophetic.
I agree. Yeah. The other wiffle bat. Well, that's so much right there. I mean, that's the other one was the Moscow police and the city prosecutor that wants to prosecute these kids misdemeanors for putting up stickers in protest of the mask ordinance and social distancing.
I'd like to see the law they're quoting for that.
What's the ordinance?
What are they actually charging them with?
We don't have time to get into it. I have to peel all that up. I don't have it right in front of me. I mean, the wording of it.
Right.
But, and I don't know if it's under graffiti or vandalism or whatever, but apparently they're putting up stickers protesting the mask mandate.
Well, good for them. I just have to say good for them.
Well, their dad was arrested last year, if you remember that incident in Moscow. I mean, Moscow, comrade, where for not social distancing has gotten out of hand.
That's nuts.
Well, we're out of time. Dang it. So much. All right. Well, God bless. You guys be safe, and we'll see you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
All right. Have a wonderful Whiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.